Hello?
Hi, Christopher?
Yeah, Christopher, is this Roderick?
It is.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. So, yeah, let's discuss about your business, because I was assuming that you're finding it difficult to, like, type over there. That is why I, like, thought of, like, asking you to hop on a call with me. So, let's talk about your business. Tell me something about it.
Well, I'm an auto dealer, and what we do, we locate vehicles for clients, and I'm looking for a website I can put my information up to let them know exactly what we do, and then have a page where they can fill in the information and where I can go out and locate their car for them.
Okay, so what your business actually is, like, if people are looking forward to, like, sell their cars, so they can just put up their information, and you can then go and inspect and, like, place an offer for their car. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I locate their new purchase.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking for a particular vehicle, I can go and through my resources and find that car for you. Versus going out to multiple dealers.
I see. So what you do is, like, people, like, fill out their budget and information, what kind of car they want, and then look it up for them, right?
Yes.
That's nice. I understand. Okay, that's great. So when we were talking about the designing of the website, so you said that you're open to fresh or new ideas. Any kind of, like, colors you're interested in, Roderick, which can be used over the website?
No, I'm open to that.
My logo currently
is red and black, and we can change the color of the logo. I'm looking for new ideas or something fresh. So.
Okay. All right. That's perfectly fine. So the reason I ask you, because obviously once a logo is completed for any kind of, like, consumer or business owner, they prefer to, like, stay with that design frame of the logo, and then obviously they don't actually prefer it to, like, get changed. So that is why I was asking.
Well, I currently have a logo, so that's something very minor right now.
So you're open to logo color changes as well, right?
Excuse me?
You're open to some logo color changes as well.
Yes, of course.
That's great. That will put up us in a position that we can play around with some different colors for you, and obviously make something better out of it. So if you can tell me, what kind of, like, deadline are you having in mind to, like, launch your website?
As soon as possible. I'm really depending upon the company that I choose, how fast they can get something together.
I see. So somewhere around a week or two would be fine for you to, like, launch your website?
If not sooner, yes.
All right. That's great. So if you can tell me a little bit about your budget, what kind of budget are you having in mind to, like, set up your website?
Well, I first need to know what type of website you're going to put together, because I've talked to many companies, and I know they range from anywhere from $400 up to $2,500.
Oh,
and it depends on what you're doing. So I need to see what you're going to propose, and we go from there. You tell me what it's going to cost.
Okay, let me just share you some of our work as well, first of all, okay, so that at least you can see what we are offering, okay, and then you can see that what kind of, like, work we do, and obviously if it suits your, like, taste and everything, so then we can, like, talk about a few things, because obviously the budget range which you told me is obviously, that is the price which everyone is offering, but obviously with that price, if a person offers quality, that's the best part of it. So let me just show you some of our work. Have you heard about CarMax?
I have.
I'm sorry?
I have.
You have. How do you like the design of the website, by the way?
Of CarMax?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine or nice?